We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just so you know, no animals have been harmed in the production of today's show. I just thought I'd mention that. Sorry. No, people ask me all the time, hey, come on, are you sure? Are you positive of that? I say, yep, no animals have been harmed. Great to have you with us. Coming up, Victor Jakes has been away on vacation. It seems like, 6 months, but it's only been, I think, 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But he is back, and I had a chance to visit with him. And we talked a lot about the COVID-19, because it's going to be the topic du jour for some time to come. So stick around. The numbers are going up. What is it they can do to us? Can we return to what I call Sisalak land? Is that what we're heading towards? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, it looks like the weather has gotten the best of them. Over the hump in Pahrump right now, State Route 160 is closed in both directions in Pahrump due to some flash flooding in that area. Never drive through if you see a roadway that is flooded. So keep that in mind. State Route 160 closed temporarily in Pahrump due to flooding. Also do expect some reduced speeds there through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 westbound at Eastern. There's some shoulder activity there on the right side. 515 eastbound at Main Street, you'll tap the brakes. And expect some delays on that transition lane as well. Those people who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they knock off Salt Lake yesterday by a 10-6 score. That series is set to continue this evening. Dalton Jeffries will get the start tonight for the Aviators. He comes in with a 3-1 record and an ERA and 5. The Las Vegas Aces continue to take some time off for the Olympics. They are not scheduled to play again until mid-August. The Raiders have a new running backs coach, as that is going to be Tim Verbinich. He moves into that role after most recently serving as a quality control coach. He takes over for Kirby Wilson, who just recently made the decision to retire. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road Not sure how much life is left in your battery? Our professional parts people will test it for free. If it does need to be replaced, we'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Our SuperStart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars. In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group, they can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. I had a chance earlier to visit with Victor Jakes, and for those of you that don't know Victor Jakes, formerly with the NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute, he is a policy wonk, he is a columnist, a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he's spot-on. We almost never disagree, and if anything, it may be a matter of degree. But it was great to have him on the show earlier. We were talking about the COVID-19. The numbers are going up. They are on the rise. And I asked him, what do you think of that?
Well, I think you're right. I certainly think it's concerning. I think it's worth looking at it and kind of reassessing your, whatever. If you've not decided to get vaccinated, I actually got vaccinated within the last week. Because of the spike and, kind of seeing the rising risk level. So I certainly think that's a worthwhile decision. I think we're at the point in the pandemic where if you want to feel like you're, going to get vaccinated and going to be, not 100% safe, because nothing in life is 100% safe, but as close to 100% as you can basically get, you can go get the vaccine and feel confident about living life. If you, are young and, in your 20s or 30s, it's not likely that you're, something bad's going to happen, but it's more likely than it was a year ago, given the variant. And I think it's worth reconsidering it. I mean, certainly if you're in your 60s or 70s, I would urge you to get vaccinated. You look at the statistics: 1 in 3 people who tested positive for the coronavirus and was over 70 died of the coronavirus. I mean, that's a super concerning statistic. So I think there's every reason to take it seriously, but thanks to the vaccine, we really have every you're free to lower your risk as much as you want.
Well, and I call it, in this town you'd call it hedging your bet.
Your bets, that's a good term.
And that's essentially what a lot of people are doing. I had a call from my older brother in Lincoln, Nebraska. And he said he tested positive yesterday, for the coronavirus. And it brings it real close to home when now you're having to check every 6 or 8 hours to see if there are any symptoms. Fortunately, so far he is asymptomatic. But if you're going to get a version of the coronavirus, that's a good one. There's a great story, and I recommend it to everybody that is on the fence. And it's in the Tennessean newspaper yesterday, and it's a guy named Phil Valentine, who is a talk show host. He's gone national occasionally, but he's mainly a Nashville, Tennessee talk show host. I've filled in for him many, many times over the years, and he's in critical condition in a hospital there, and they don't know if he's going to make it. I mean, more and more of these stories come very, very close to home.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a virus that's affected tens of millions of people, and it's certainly something that you need to take seriously. You need to understand what the risk levels are, what you're willing to tolerate. I think the thing that is worth considering is that 150 million people in the States have gotten the vaccine. I mean, we know a lot more about it than we did 9-10 months ago, and I think that's something that can give people a little more confidence. I think it's something where people have to make their own decisions. If you're in an older group, I would urge you to get vaccinated. I think there's a stronger case now for younger people to be vaccinated as well. I don't think it's right for the government to make the decision for you, and I don't think there's any reason to panic if you are vaccinated. If other people decide to get not to get vaccinated, even if you do get infected, if you're vaccinated, I mean, your chances of even ending up in the hospital are diminishingly low, which is a wonderful thing, right? That's the point of getting the vaccination. So,
well, and what the government has done, I think the government has done a disservice in the way they have messaged this whole thing, that this is all a product of misinformation and Fox News and Trump. It always comes back to Trump, of course. Is there a better way of messaging this to get people to do it? You were adamantly against it, and now you've gotten vaccinated. How do we talk to that segment of society that just says, I'm not going to do that?
Well, I think I think what you have to understand is where people are coming from. And, I don't think I don't think I was ever against the vaccine. If I had been older, I would have gotten the vaccine right away. I think just, you looked at where the risk level was for people in my age group, and it wasn't very high. And I mean, frankly, it's still not very high, but it's rising, and I think it's just kind of the trade-off tipped the balance. But, I think there's actually the idea that it's just Trump voters is a little bit lazy. I mean, I think that's certainly a part of it. Obviously, you see the polling, you can see the partisan divide. But I mean, you look at Clark County, right? We're having the surge, and we are not Trump country. I mean, this is a county that supported Joe Biden. It's heavily Democratic. The county commission is entirely Democratic. And you look at the data, and two of the groups that are least likely to have been vaccinated are people in their 20s and African Americans. I mean, those are not big Trump groups, and especially not in a heavily Democratic county. And so I think you've got to just look at it. And I think really the biggest thing when you look at the data is the older people are, the more likely they are to have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. If you're 70 and older, it's 83% of people have gotten at least one dose. And if you go down to people in their 20s, it's like 42%. And so I think really what's happening is people are looking at it and saying, well, look, if I'm 25, it's not really that big of a deal to me catch the coronavirus. I certainly think that was true. Most of the time still is true. I think it's a little more dangerous now than it was before. But I think you gotta just not say, oh, it's just a Trump thing. I mean, there's more in the data than that. And I don't really know how you change people's minds. I think you just kind of have to let people live life and just keep giving them the data. And I think you're seeing that a little bit with the Delta variant expanding. People are starting to say, oh, well, I probably should go in there and get the vaccine.
Well, especially and by the way, especially because the vaccine is free, it's everywhere. It's in your local Walgreens and CVS. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I just went down to a local grocery store. I didn't make an appointment. I just, you know, just went down and grabbed it. You know, I think there are concerns about side effects from the vaccine. I mean, the next day I was sick in bed most of the day. And, you know, if you're a single parent, that's a hard thing to face.
Yeah.
To say, you know, I know that I'm going to be sick for the next day or two. Fortunately, you know, obviously my wife is able to you know, help out with the kids, but
oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's a real concern too. If you're younger, you're looking at it. And again, it's a risk assessment, and I think that's what you're seeing, is that, you know, the people who are at the lower risk have been the least likely to get vaccinated. And I don't think that's a partisan thing. I think that's just people saying, well, you know, this is not as worth it to me as if I was 70 and my chances of, you know, dying of the coronavirus are, you know, 1 in 8 or 1 in 10 or 1 in 12 if I catch it. It's just a much different risk calculation.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, risk calculation. Stay with us. More to come. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need. Get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Tomorrow, we all know what's going to happen. It's going to be a show trial. It's going to be ugly. And Nancy Pelosi will be pulling all the strings. One thing that you will not see, and I'll make this bold prediction, you will not see any sort of a solution to the infrastructure problem. We've got a pair of infrastructure bills. One is, I think, $500-600 billion. The other one is $3 trillion plus. And that's the social welfare bill that has no chance of passing. But Nancy Pelosi was on with George Stephanopoulos talking about the prospects of that infrastructure, the infrastructure bills. Here was Nancy Pelosi yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Are you sticking by your decision to hold any vote on that deal until after the Senate passes a much larger infrastructure package through reconciliation?
Yes. Let me just say, as I respond to you, I hope that they will pass the bipartisan legislation. Infrastructure has always been bipartisan for all the years that I've been in the Congress. They diminished the bill when President Obama was president, but nonetheless, a bill was passed, the leadership of Senator Barbara Boxer, working with Senator Inouye in a bipartisan way. So I'm enthusiastic about the fact that they will have a bipartisan bill. I hope that it will be soon. But yes, I stand by, because the fact is that the president has said that he wants to have a bipartisan bill, and we all do. But that is not the limitation of the vision of the president. He wants to build back better. He wants to do so in a way that, again, involves many more people in the prosperity of our country. We say build back better with women. That's why we need child care. That's why we need home health care funding. That's why we need family and medical leave. So building the human infrastructure is really a part of building the physical infrastructure. So that's why we will have something further to add. But nonetheless, I hope that it will pass. I won't put it on the floor until we have the rest of the initiative.
But if you stick by that decision, you could end up with nothing. Senator Lindsey Graham has threatened that Republicans will walk out of the Capitol if necessary to prevent any action on reconciliation, just like the Democrats did down in Texas.
Well, let me just say, you talk to Lindsey Graham about what he says. I'm telling you what's going to happen in the House of Representatives, and that is that we are rooting for the infrastructure bill to pass. But we all know that more needs to be done if we're going to build back better. And we're very proud of President Biden for the leadership that he has provided, taking us down this path.
I just love it. I really do. When they end up rebranding, gay marriage became marriage equality. Gun control became gun safety. And now, social welfare is now called human infrastructure. I think it's just incredible. I really honestly do. The way they do this, and you know what? It works. Rebranding works. And the Democrats have done this for decades and decades, decades. And they're going to continue to do it. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. We'll wrap it up for a Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your Core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word is going to go to a Democrat, believe it or not. This is Cut 3, Mark Warner, the senator from Virginia. He blamed, and this was yesterday on one of the Sunday shows on Fox News Sunday, he blamed Harry Reid for three conservative Supreme Court justices. Didn't do it by name, but you know who he's talking about. Here it is.
Do you think the president should move to get behind the idea of eliminating the filibuster in order to get some of these things through while this window is still open?
Listen, Martha, I don't want the Senate to become like the House, but I do believe when it comes to voting rights, when it comes to that basic right to exercise and participate in democracy. I get very worried what's happening in some of these states where they are actually penalizing, saying if you give somebody water waiting in line to vote, or in states like Texas where they're saying a local government can overcome the results of a local election. That is not democracy. And if we have to do a small carve out on filibuster for voting rights, that is the only one.
You don't think that's a slippery slope?
Listen, I would wish we wouldn't even have started this a decade ago when the Democrats